Okay, a little more technology now for us. Super paper. Apparently it's as tough as steel, but more flexible than ordinary carbon fibre. And even better, it's actually dirt cheap to make as well. This is scientists at Northwest University, Illinois. They've created this super paper, and it's made of carbon, a bit like carbon fibre. And carbon's always been known as a fantastic, tough material.
Does it make good loo paper?
I haven't checked. But it's flexible enough. I can't imagine it's quite as good as your Andrex-type tissue paper.
I wonder if is it as good as a Labrador puppy?
Who knows?
But what are they going to do with this paper? Why do you need paper that's the toughest substance known to man?
Well, I mean, when you can create these sort of coatings, these thin layers of material, like carbon fibre, you can make incredibly lightweight, incredibly strong structures. This would help save fuel if you're using it in, for example, a plane, or if you're using it in spacecraft, for example. You know, you need to make things as lightweight as possible
so you
have to launch your stuff. Yeah, absolutely. They're looking at possible applications, you know, using as a surface coating, as a protective layer or something along those lines. Now, the only problem is, at the moment, the way they make this stuff is they dunk some graphene oxide into paper and suck it up with a filter, and the graphene oxide particles stick to the filter and create this paper layer. But when you expose it back again to water, it all starts to break down again. So they've got this problem that, you know, water's obviously very... abundant substance on Earth, in water droplets in the rain or in humidity in the atmosphere, and it causes this stuff to break down. So now they're looking at ways to try and form this stuff without using water in the first place.
It.
And get it
so
stable.
It's very good for... What about space travel, then, where space is very dry? You could use it... It's very strong in the skin of spacecraft.
Absolutely. I mean, it could be something that's useful for example, protection against micrometeorites, something like that in space, protection against impacts by other bodies.
People are looking at ways to make layers that for spacecraft and things that self-heal, don't they? Because being struck by objects in space is a major problem for anything like satellites and space stations.
Absolutely, and we've seen that most recently with the Chinese have actually destroyed some American satellites also that have been up there. And now the debris from those are going on to wreak havoc and actually damage other spacecraft.
So they blew up some of their own. Or one of their own.
Oh, sorry, they blew up one of their own, and now it's going on to cascade and damage other satellites from across
the
world.
So all the bits are pinging around like a giant pinball in space.
Absolutely.